Peter Miller was driving back into town after visiting his mother at her home outside the city. As usual, he had the radio on when the music stopped in the middle of a bar, and the voice of the announcer came through, taut with tension. Here is an announcement. President Kennedy is dead. I repeat, President Kennedy is dead. Jesse Woodson James was an American outlaw, gang leader, bank robber, train robber, and murderer from the state of Missouri, and the most famous member of the James Younger Gang. Already a celebrity when he was alive, he became a legendary figure of the Wild West after his death. The New York Times called it a giant of a book, and Publishers Weekly summarized, "It certainly is one of the most fascinatingly detailed picture histories yet attempted of any city, anywhere. For readability, thoroughness, graphic quality, and broad scope, this is a model history of an American city." When the bodies were discovered splattered on the floor of the garage, it seemed at first glance that not one single person could have survived the force of the attack. However, this proved to be untrue when one investigator on the scene found Frank Gusenberg lying amongst the bloody corpses, breathing heavily and choking on his own blood. In 1937, the Japanese were carrying on their occupation of North China with barbaric brutality that was unequaled in history because they had modern tools of war, which enabled them to attack undefended cities with impunity. They rained terror from the skies by daily dropping of bombs in the crowded centers of the cities under attack. In 1940, the rape of Nanking, the capital of China, alerted the free world that they must prepare to stop the Japanese.